Riot just pulled off their own RiotCon. Most people don't even know it happened. Riot didn't even call it a RiotCon. And it needs to be brought to light because it was awesome. So, for the many people who may not know about this and missed it completely, about a week ago, TFT had its own TFT Open. It is a big event that happened in Paris, and I happened to be there for a reason or another. Now, I'll be honest, that was my first TFT event that I've ever attended. And I just happened to pop into one that was really special. And that is because during the TFT Paris Open, Riot tried to do something new. While people really enjoyed the previous iterations of TFT Open, for example the one in Vegas, Riot wanted to see if they can truly turn this into a special event to celebrate the entirety of TFT, as well as Riot Games. As a result, they turned this event even bigger and they truly let it morph into a proper convention. AKA, it really did feel like a RiotCon. And it is criminal that most people had no idea. And so, let's talk about what Riot actually managed to pull off and how it could be even better next time. So, first things first, since we are talking about TFT Open, the main course of this entire event was TFT. Now, as you might see, while I was there, I actually didn't take a lot of footage on my own, so I'm gonna be taking screenshots and footage from Riot or anyone else that was attending. And that is because I was focusing on doing something else on stage later. But yes, the point was that Riot would let a lot of people compete for a prize at the end of the year. And besides all the pro players and all the people who qualified through different events, if you were a master or above, you were simply able to buy your own competitor pass. This means that there was about 800 players in this competition, including me, someone who did manage to get master before, so I was like the lowest possible player. But that's the cool thing. Sometimes Riot can just invite people in who are not really pro players. What if there is just a celebrity that likes to play TFT? Well, for TFT Open, Riot is also inviting those people. Since again, the end of the year is supposed to be just one big show. And so technically, yes, I was invited, not because I got master, but because, hey, it would be fun watching me drop out in the first round. Yes, that is exactly what happened. Now, very quickly, just on the setup, it was really cool to see that when you played TFT, you were essentially around a massive table with a lot of computers, and everyone at that table was one of your opponents. So to see the way that all the lobbies in the games were physical was awesome. And of course, it all eventually ended with a big match on stage with a big fancy table where people played TFT. And so just from the TFT perspective, what an event this was. But again, a TFT event would not make a proper RiotCon. And so, let's talk about all the other stuff. Since this entire event was happening in a big hall, Riot could shove in a lot of cool things. They had their own TFT cafe, because we were in France, and so it made sense. Also, there was French Pangu and Chonk walking around and messing with people. And in the middle of the entire event, there was the Artist Alley. What this was a bunch of fan artists from the community who were there able to sell their own stuff. For them to be able to do this, Riot had to give them limited license, because legally they can't just give their rights to people to sell their merch. They have limits on how stuff works there, I guess. And from what I've heard, that event was quite successful for the artists too. But there was one thing that was criminally undercooked that is connected to the artists. And that is the fact that right next to them, there was Riftbound. And Riftbound quickly became a big part of this event. Nearly every pro player I asked told me that the moment they drop out of TFT, they are gonna play Riftbound at the booth. And oh my god, it actually happened! There were so many people around the Riftbound booth, either playing or learning or just looking at the pretty cards. And yes, I was there too, anytime I had free time. And truth be told, it is because of this Riftbound booth that the entire event really felt like a RiotCon. What also helped is next to that there was also 2XKO. And people were able to play it right after Caitlyn was announced for 2XKO. we're not gonna talk about that. Now, going back to the artist, the one thing that was criminally undercooked is the overlap between the audience of TFT and Riftbound. You see, how is it possible that Riot forbade the artist from selling anything that could be considered an accessory for a card game? That's right, no card sleeves, no playmats, nothing like that. Even though Riftbound was sitting right next to them. From what I've heard, this was just a timing issue with the license, so next year if this happens, the artists will likely be allowed to do this. Riot? My god, the overlap is too big, please let this happen. I think there are so many people ready to just buy fancy sleeves and stuff like that. But yes, outside of this, and outside of food that you could get around, there was one more thing that was happening throughout the entire event, and that was shows on the stage. The devs were making special TFT matches where people would guess what side would win. There were quizzes and interviews with the devs about the current and future TFT sets. The devs even showed us the entire timeline going forward for TFT. And yes, there was also free 30 minutes of a show, and so I was given a window to do something. And so we came up with a lore show. Now, I did ask Riot and they did allow me to essentially re-upload the show. Now, I will edit it a little bit to keep the pacing up, but if you wanna watch the full show, it is actually on the official TFT channel. And that is what I wanna talk about now. How is it possible that the official TFT channel, despite doing really cool things, and despite TFT being way more successful than what people imagine, the official channel is still not getting the visibility it deserves? That is something I really hope is gonna change. Because Riot just took their first shot at what could be considered their own convention, and it worked pretty well. The only thing I would add onto this is more interactive things to do outside of the main events. For example, why don't they have something like the carousel games that were present at, I believe, the Munich MSI or one of those? Essentially, you just want more things for people to do. Once you do that, you're golden. Your RiotCon is shaping up. And so right now, I just want to show you the show that we made. It's a really cool thing that we pulled off in collaboration with Riot. And hey, that was the first time I was given like a proper mic that I'm not holding, and like an earpiece, and I felt cool and official. So now, let's just see what we made.
I want to introduce our contestants to the stage, starting with our lady here to the left. Who are you? Where do you come from? What do you do?
So, hi, I'm Paper. I really like Dango. I'm part of the TFT community. I've been a cosplayer for 10 years, and I'm from Germany.
You did the absolutely amazing, cute Smolder that we saw at the venue. If you haven't already, please go and check it. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Paris. Moving up next, who are you? Where do you come from?
I'm St. Fishes, and I'm from Los Angeles, and I was a League of Legends pro, and now I play TFT on stream.
Lovely having you here. Thank you so much. How confident do you feel? You were looking at the board, saying that it looks really hard, not knowing what we're going to play, of course.
Well, I mean, the pictures are kind of, I don't know. You guys picked some of the weird champions,
yeah.
So.
Hopefully you're going to have fun. Or not. We will. And a third one here. Who are you? Where do you come from? What are you doing here?
I'm Sonny. I play Legends of Runeterra. And nice. That's about it, really.
Are you excited to be here? That's great.
Yeah.
Don't understand yourself like this. That's amazing. Are you excited to be on stage?
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome. You're already ready to welcome our game master here because he is the master of lore of Runeterra and the keeper of knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, Necret! Woo!
Well, who is here to get lore checked? Because that's what we are here for, after all. If we are all not lore nerds after this set, I don't know what we are, really.
You look amazing.
Thank you. I feel like a royalty.
Yeah.
Inspired, of course, by the royalty of Kamavor, the great kingdom that all of us know about, of course.
I love this stuff, especially.
This is, I cannot believe that I'm holding the canonically accurate staff of the character Necrit in the Runeterra universe myself.
Absolutely matching. Here. I was asking them a few questions before we get into everything.
Of course.
How much are you going to be cooking them with what we have prepared today?
Like, look, we are here to have fun.
Yeah.
Right? That's like the primary goal.
It's we,
like,
not them. But no,
no, I'm going to have fun as I'm going to be like laughing at like what's happening right now.
All right. We're going to have three trials here. We'll introduce one at a time, but the first one we're going to be playing, as you see here on the board, we see some champions behind you. You also have this, some arts and crafts that you're going to be using. The goal here is going to be to find the lore connections between these champions and illustrate this with what you have in front of you here. On the clock, you're going to have 90 seconds.
Oh.
So good thing you got a time to check everything before we went. Do you want to have a last look at the board before we go? All right, let's go to the first one. Do you want to give me 3, 2, 1, go?
Sure, let's all go.
All right, 90 seconds on the clock. Necrits.
And 3, 2, 1, go! And with that, I can see that our contestants are... Well, some people are making cosplays, so they probably have an advantage. Other people only ever hold their phones, which means they've never held scissors.
I know some people have been practicing here rehearsing.
Do we have like the scissors that are like for children so they don't cut themselves?
No, we have the adult ones.
That's sharp. Yeah, do we have medics? Do we have like medics on standby?
Please don't cut yourself.
Yeah.
Let's have a medic on standby.
If you tape yourself, that's fine.
All right. I'm going to go check what we have here with them. I have the solution, so I'm cheating here a bit, but... Okay. I like what I'm seeing here. What's your reasoning? What's this
so
one?
So these are lovers, as far as I remember.
Illaoi, Gangplank, lovers. Okay, got it.
I think I remember Illaoi fighting this guy in the Ruination.
Okay.
And then...
How much time do we have left? Okay, we have 25 seconds left.
Lord, 25 seconds left.
No pressure, of course.
No
what do
pressure.
We have here?
What you get is what you get.
It's not pretty, but it makes sense.
It's there.
It's getting there.
I don't know any of the other ones. I'm dead.
Okay.
Baron's a girl, isn't it? No, it's not.
Baron's a girl.
There's technically lore behind
right,
Baron.
In
yeah.
3, 2, 1. Drop everything!
All right, hands off.
Hands
after,
up.
After you stick last thing, sure. All right.
What the hell happened here?
So yeah, let's talk about...
It's actually not bad.
Let's talk about the situation.
You have a triangle. Okay, you want to talk about what
yeah,
we have?
Yeah, sure. So let's see the justification. So what do we have here?
Well, I know that Illaoi, Braum, and Gangplank have kind of like a love triangle thing going on, I think. Illaoi smashed Gangplank, but she wants to smash
that Braum. Is... You know what? You have your priorities right. I appreciate that.
First thing I had to do, yeah.
All right, what do we have here? How do you feel about this?
Bad. I don't know. They're both from Prelord, and then they're, you know, the smashing thing they talked about. I don't even know what I did here. This is Baron and Ornn, and they're older.
I mean, to be fair, you already know more than an average ranked player, so like, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right, what do we have here?
I panicked.
Wow.
No. That's my official judgment. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So
you
of course,
did what you could with the time you had.
So of course we do have the official answer to our little puzzle that I will very dramatically reveal without anything falling down. And so without further ado, huzzah! So, of course, if you like have a look at the comparisons, there are some things that actually match.
It
I do have my answers
difference.
In my hand. Of course, we do have a little connection. Let's start with the simpler ones. For example, that Illaoi and Braum being together, you're right. You did have your priorities correct.
I got something.
At the same time, that's right. So, in case you don't know, let me explain the big ones, like Illaoi and Gangplank, who are indeed former lovers, okay? Then they broke up because Gangplank, is Gangplank. And then Illaoi almost... Braum and Illaoi almost happened. They were on a ship and Braum was seasick. So he started vomiting all over the place. And it didn't happen in the end. But hey, there was an attempt. Outside of that, among the weird ones, we have something like... You know what? Ornn actually... There is the lore has always hinted at the fact that Ornn has crafted the trident that Fizz is running around with, sure. Except for Ornn, it was just a fork that he was using to eat stuff. Lissandra, of course, is fighting the void, so, you know, it makes sense for Baron to be a big enemy against Lissandra. Other than that, you were correct in our little, like, ruination thing happening there with Viego and Illaoi, of course, and Braum. Braum was also there during the Druid King. I mean, it happens. So overall, I am surprised. So we definitely have to get a point for the little love triangle. That's definitely at least 1 point. Because, again, the priorities are correct, sure.
I thought that would be 10, but all right, I'll take one.
And I would say that's where we stop. Yeah, sure. Now, I do appreciate that there is a vague connection between the Baron and the Ornn, because technically, you know, Ornn... You know, I will give you a point for that, because technically, let's be all canonically accurate, Ornn did build the bridge over the big void rift in the Freljord, which totally makes sense. I have nothing to argue against there. And Illaoi and Gangplank were lovers. So in fact, that is 2 points, ladies and gentlemen. That is 2 points.
Not bad, not bad.
All right, Among the Chaos. Immediately, Sentinels of Light. That's 1 point, definitely. I will give you a point for Ornn and Braum, because of course, Ornn forged Braum's door. Everyone knows that. And I will give you a point for Ornn and Baron, because yes, Ornn did craft the bridge over the void. So that is 3 points.
So we have 3, 2, and 1 points?
Yes.
Over here?
That's
there
correct.
You go. There you go. You can still come back. There's going to be another round. But for us to... Yeah, there you go.
That is the official scoreboard, yes.
We're going to reset. We're going to give you new boards. In the meantime, I want to go back to the audience. All right, we have the second round ready here.
All right.
Even more confusing than the first one, but I think you guys and girls guessed it. This time, we give you the connections. We give you a bunch of champions. And you're going to have to put the champions to fill the connections here on the board. Rules are simple enough.
Yep.
Looks really difficult what you build here, though.
It does look like a wall of, like, a psycho. Or a detective dealing with a psycho. Right.
You want to start it?
I think we are ready, right?
All right.
So everyone get ready. And with that, 3, 2, 1, go!
So which champions do we have? Let me check.
I do have my answer card, just in case.
Tryndamere, Sylas.
To be very accurate. Don't you know? No, don't read it aloud.
There's a couple obvious ones.
Yeah, like some connections are obvious, yes.
I'm talking as a noob here. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see similarity. Yeah.
No, but we're staying in the relationship theme from what I see here. Connecting Ash and Tryndamere together. I think this one, we all
know
about it. They're married, of course. The next one is?
Trani, they're all from, like, Freljord, and they're, like, a tribe.
I love it. Saint Vicious, are you doing better for this one? It's going faster.
Maybe it's right. Maybe.
Maybe it's right. Okay, I'm going to let you focus. And Sunny, what do you have? Okay.
Blue line for the blue champions.
Triangle.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, so we're color-coding everything. Love it. What are you doing with next?
Jarvan, I think he should be connected to Sylas somehow. Something like that.
Do we like it, Necrit?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay, no help at all. How much time do we have for them, production? Okay, just over a minute.
You do have a minute.
Connections.
There you go. Contestant number two already done.
You're done.
Okay.
And time is officially up. All right, Necrit, I want you to have a first look before.
Okay, before
forward.
We reveal the answer, I'll just have a look.
I want to apologize in advance.
I like that you paid attention to colors. If you were colorblind, that would be harder. I guess. We did not do a background check on, like, colorblindness. Yes, that's right. I'm not sure if this game is very accessible. Yeah. But overall, you know what? I don't have a bad feeling here.
Okay. Can you make sense of what you did here?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, these are blue champions, so a blue line. These are white. Well. These are red.
Red-ish? Kind of, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What do we think about, like, Aatrox and, like, Sylas and, like...
That was kind of because I ran out of time.
Ah, okay, yeah, okay,
it's,
okay.
It's all a vibe.
Right. Yeah, it's a vibe approach. Yeah. Okay, I love sure. it. Saint Vicious, right. What do you have? Now that we have revealed everything, what's the reasoning?
I mean, they're lovers,
yeah.
And that they're sisters, and I think Sion killed Jarvan's parents or his dad or something. And then this guy like hates Demacia because he was in prison.
Would you mind taking a step back? So
sorry.
No, that's all right.
And then I don't really know Briar and Aatrox's lore that much besides he's like...
Okay, yeah, so but you had two left, so
I
had to fill the blank.
No, all right. it still looks pretty good.
My dear, what do you have?
So same situation here, lovers, sisters, and then I got confused, but these guys have beef, and then I felt like everyone hates Aatrox because dark and bad, so I put them here.
I like it.
And then I had no idea. I have not read Briar's lore, and I felt like maybe she has a connection to Sion because they're both red, you know. And yeah, that's it.
I like it.
You know what? Surprisingly, they were not that far away. And I don't know if like Tryndamere or Ashe saved them because, like, you know, everyone has their priorities, sure. But for that, once again, the grand reveal of the answers, huzzah! So, you guys were, you know, except like, sure, the triangles are in different places, but for the most part, yes, you were right. Tryndamere and Ashe are married. Of course, these two guys are together, they are rivals with the Winter Squall clan on the other side. So, like, there is, like, a triangle potentially happening there. You're right at, like, Sylas and Jarvan. Of course, Sylas hates Demacia, so, and Jarvan is, like, the prince or potentially king of Demacia, so that makes sense. This one is interesting because does anyone know what's the connection between Briar, Sion, and Sylas? Does anyone have any idea?
Sion hates Briar is what I'm hearing?
Technically not wrong.
Okay.
So the answer is you are right. There is connection between Briar and Sion because they were imprisoned together, and Briar really doesn't like Sion as a cellmate. However, Sylas was also imprisoned in Demacia. These three are technically former prisoners. And of course, Aatrox is here because Briar, Sion, and Aatrox all share blood magic. That's right. We got someone really clever in the audience.
Nice.
There you go. And so let's have a look at what is happening here. So you absolutely do get a point for our little Freljordian triangle. You did connect Jarvan and Sylas together. That's a second point. You do need a third point because while you did connect Briar, Sion, and Tryndamere is also using technically blood magic because he did get corrupted by Aatrox, so that is 3 points. I'll see if there's anything else, but I do believe we are sitting at 3 points right here.
Not bad.
More than last, can I just ask that guy to play the next round for me?
No. All right, so once again, amazing work on Freljord. There is 1 point for that. There is, Sion actually did kill Jarvan's great father, Jarvan the First, so there is a point for that. There is a connection between Sylas and Jarvan, that is another point for that. And technically, I'm looking for the third point if there is one, because that's two. There is Briar. Briar is not connected to Sion, that is a shame. Because if Briar was connected to Sion and Aatrox, that would be a point. But I think that's 2 points.
Okay.
All right, and here. That does look very good, because you do have... Okay, so you do have a point for Freljord. There is a point for... There is Jarvan and Sylas, that is a second point. There is blood magic is all looped, or at least connected to Sion, so like they do make a connection there. There is a point. What was your justification for Ashe and Briar, just out of curiosity?
Honestly, I got kind of baited by the colors of the...
Okay.
I ended up deciding, I have no idea where she goes, and yeah.
Yeah.
She gets to hang out with Ash. Maybe they're, you know, best buddies somehow.
I am looking for a third
Maybe
point.
Maybe she ulted to, like, Freljord, you know?
No, hold on, I'm crazy. Yeah, because it's one point Demacia, 1 point Freljord, it's one point blood magic. You know what that is? Yeah. 3 points, yes.
All right. Do we have a check on all the points so far?
Yeah, there will be a little scoreboard coming out.
Do you think they did good so far?
On this round, yes.
Overall?
On this round, yes.
We don't talk about the past. When you built all this, were you thinking that you were going to quiz people who don't know anything about the lore? Were you
so
like, no, I'm going to make it hard for
so
everybody.
So making this was challenging. We do have a scoreboard. But making this was challenging because I was like, you know what? Let's do lore facts, but let's only use the units from TFT specifically.
Ah.
And that was the real challenge. But we do have a score point now. And Paper did indeed come up ahead.
Paper in the lead for now, and our two boys are even.
Yep.
I think they're about ready. We see them arranging champions on the table. So as you guys cannot see right now, but they have how many? 20, 50 champions on their table. The next and last round, to prove it all, will be about guessing a champion.
Yes.
You're going to have 10 hints, if I'm not mistaken.
There's going to be 6 hints.
6 hints.
From
they have
10
to
1.
Guess, you have to guess as fast as possible. If you and the hints are going to get easier the more he reveals. If you guess on the first hint, that's 10 points. Second hint, 8, and then 6 for you got it.
Yes.
So you want to guess in early to score a maximum amount of points. I'm going to let you guys finish. How easy is this one to guess?
So I knew that some contestants would know something about the lore, so I was paying attention to like who's gonna be around. So just for comedic purposes, we're gonna have fun.
Okay, I want you guys to play as well in the audience, see how fast you guys can guess.
Yeah, you know what? Sure, if the audience wants to shout a name,
yeah,
and if anyone wants to listen, sure.
They should be able to help. Are you ready with your champions?
Yeah, get your
it's
envelopes
fine. Take
ready.
Your time. Get your system ready.
Yeah, get your envelopes ready in case you want to shove it in.
I want to see what you did here. Did you organize them in a special way or like, is that a flip?
I put my favorites here on top.
That's good. That's good. We like this. Okay, do you have a color code here? No?
I just tried to fit them on the table.
Okay, making sure that you could see all of them.
Yeah.
And paper, what do we have here? Oh, okay.
I tried sorting them by region, but there's not enough room.
You organized them by region? You actually did.
Yeah.
And color as well.
Yeah.
Okay, she's organized. She wants to take it home.
She is ready, yeah.
Nekrit, I'm going to let you go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 with the first hint on the champion. Once you have it, put it in the envelope and bring it to us.
So
let's go.
So for 10 points, right? This champion canonically fought Draven. If anyone wants to guess a champion, they can do it now. It will be for 10 points. If not, we can wait for the next hint.
I want to see what they're doing.
They are thinking. People are
champions.
Thinking, just in case they want to give it a go.
No, I'm passing.
Okay. Sunny is passing. Okay. Contestant number 3 also passing. Do we have a guess from Saint, or is he going to be passing?
I don't see the person.
Okay. It is possible. If they are not there, then they are not the answer.
Probably just like this one, I think.
If you don't see them, there is a good chance they are not the answer.
Who is this supposed to be?
That is Aphelios.
That's Aphelios,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind, then. Move on.
Who's this? Is this Hecarim?
That is Hecarim.
Huh. Oh, really? Oh.
That is, censored Hecarim. Because localization in League of Legends is a thing, yes.
Next up?
All right, next up. For 8 points. They did once find an interest in a soul-devouring sea worm. An interest in a soul-devouring sea worm.
What's the last word you said?
A sea worm.
Sea worm.
Oh.
I do believe it's W-Y. RM, worm. If it's you,
anyone?
It's
anyone? You have it? You don't have it.
Good guess. Well, good guess, right? All right, so everyone's passing? It looks like that. All right, so for 6 points. On their journeys, they are accompanied by a flying companion. A flying companion. All right, we do have a first lock in.
The audience has it.
We do have a first lock in, yes.
We have a first guess.
I mean, Sunny did have to lock in to win the game. He had to go in ahead, so like,
all
so
right.
He did. We do
okay.
have our first answer, yes.
First answer.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to keep on going?
All right. Theoretically, Paper can play it safe. She can go later because
that's
she
true.
Is ahead. All right. So now, for 4 points, one of their important missions
was to safeguard a rock.
Anyone else has it around here?
Yeah. It was. Yeah, yeah. It was a very, okay. very important mission. There was a rock that needed to be defended. All right, we do have 2 passes.
Okay. Okay.
So now, for 2 points, their favorite bonking weapon is indeed a staff.
Oh. All right, we gotta submit something. No matter what.
Sunny is laughing. I don't know what
yeah,
to think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a little bit of toxicity in our environment?
I think it's confidence.
Here? I think it is,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure I got
it's
it.
Never toxicity, hey. Right? All right?
Wait, hold on. Yeah.
Right, I will lay down my staff.
Where'd it go?
The bonking staff?
The bonking staff, yes. I'm going to bonk the loser.
No, this is a dog, right?
Yes, that is okay. Indeed. Yes.
Okay.
Hmm. Paper is looking for something.
I was going to say Jax, but then I remembered he has a lantern and not a staff.
That's true.
Ah, it's a potato, potato.
You know what? Screw it.
Okay.
All right, and we do have
too
all
many
of
points.
Our answers.
You can flip it.
So let's go. Let's
can
go
you
one by
do
one.
Do you want to give the last clue?
I should. You know what? Let's give you the one last. No, you know what? No, let's pass on it because it's going to be way too obvious.
Okay.
If I give you the last cue, like everyone will know.
Your game, your rules.
Yeah. So first, I will, if I may, just for everyone to see, I will pin it on the wall so we all know the answer that our contestants got. I hope the pinning is going to be easy and my weakness it will not be visible. So we do have, actually, let's start with Sunny because Sunny goes first. How confident are you in your answer?
Like, at least a 10 out of 10.
Our first answer is indeed from Sunny, a Lulu. There you go.
Solid.
That sounds
very solid. She has a staff.
She does have a staff. Does she bonk or does she cast spells?
That's
though?
True.
We do have, from Sane, we do have the dog indeed, Nafiri. How do you feel
oh,
about
no,
this
I
answer?
Thought that was Nasus.
Oh.
You know what? Now let's pretend it is Nasus then, okay?
Okay.
We'll pretend, oh, yeah. Because technically Nasus also a dog. Let's, you know what? Sure.
Okay, there you go.
Get out of here. No one likes you anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
whoops. There you go. And for our third one, Paper, how do you feel about this?
I mean, if a lantern is a bonky staff, I don't know, maybe?
Technically, you can bonk people.
Yeah.
Technically, you can bonk people. And so, of course, now, with our answers locked in...
Before they reveal, I want to ask them a couple of questions.
Sure.
Why? Okay, so why Jax? Because the staff that is, in fact, a lamp.
Yeah, he bonks people, you know.
Okay, okay, he does.
What about, but what about, like, fighting Draven?
Oh my god, no.
And what about finding an interest in a sea worm?
Saints,
I would put it past him.
What was your reasoning here?
I mean, he hits people
the
with staff. I thought it was Riven when you said Draven, but I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I couldn't find Riven. So.
And Sunny?
No, but like Riven and Draven technically in the same arena canonically.
That's true.
Yeah.
Why Lulu?
I had a feeling it was Lulu on the second hint, but I couldn't find her picture. So I was like, I'll pass another round. And then when the flying companion hint, I was like, yeah, it's
gotta
be Lulu.
You just knew it.
Because of pigs. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, and with that, I think I should reveal that the last hint was, of course, they do like the taste of purple, because it is indeed Lulu. Now, a little bit of context. Lulu did actually end up in a fight with Draven during one of their little missions from the Bandle City. They were hopping in between portals. They ended up in a forest where the Noxian army happened to be, and as they were sneaking around, they found Draven.
How did that go?
Draven found Lulu, picked it up, had no idea what the heck that thing was, after which they cast a Yordle magic and escaped. But Draven was very confused
Sounds
in that encounter.
Right.
Of course, the soul-devouring sea worm, the second hint, is, of course, from the cinematic connected to Legends of Runeterra, where a bunch of Yordles went into Bilgewater and kind of kicked butts of Twisted Fate and Graves.
There was Teemo, because Teemo canonically adopted a soul-devouring sea worm. So I was waiting if someone would pick up Teemo. But indeed, Lulu is the one who was interested in the pet that Teemo had. Now, of course, the flying companion is Pix, we all know that. She was sent onto a mission to safeguard a rock because Tristana was just really sick of Lulu and she just wanted her to be away. So we were like, sit here, protect the rock. And then she does have a staff for bonking. She did canonically bonk, I believe, Graves, you know, in the same cinematic. And she does like the taste of purple. So indeed, that was Lulu, which means now it's going to be time to see the final score.
Do you think Sunny came back?
And Sunny, indeed, while starting behind and being on a tie in the second round, the Lulu mastery brought it back.
Love it. Scaling.
And for that, of course, the greatest prize you can have is to be second in command when it comes to the lore knowledge. And so I shall now crown you.
Thank you.
The lore knower.
The lore knower.
The lore knower.
Thank you.
Amazing title. Guys, thank you so much. Congratulations, Sunny.
Thank you.
Thank you for making them suffer.
It was a pleasure.
And the audience as well. You guys did really good. Thank you all so much. I want to give you the closing thoughts here. This is your game. This is your stage.
I would like to thank all of you guys for not only knowing lore, because we knew they were shouting right answers, of course, but also for enjoying this set, for this set is indeed canonical. And I believe that everyone appreciates when TFT brings in a little piece of Runeterra for the third time now, because there was the first set, then there was Arcane, now for the third set. And so far, every single time there was something canonical. That set did amazingly well, and I really like this set.
Nikri, thank you so much for educating us. Thank you all for joining us today on stage. And we'll come back here a bit later. That's all for us now. Bye-bye.